When the town of Fairhaven, Vermont discovered they had nearly $1 million extra dollars in their budget this year, you'd think they'd be pleased. Think again. Many of the town's residents say they were overtaxed. Now they're calling for an outside audit of the budget. Joining us now is Kevin Durkee. He's an insurance agent in Fairhaven. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
You think that people would be thrilled with $1 million extra dollars to spend. Why are people upset?
$1 million is a lot of money for a town the size of ours. We have about 2,800 people. And for the town to build up a surplus of $1 million means that money's been paid in by the residents that hasn't been needed or hasn't been used. This is not a wealthy town. A lot of the folks here work in the slate quarries in the area and the various factories. Paying property taxes, which are very high in Vermont, is a tough thing sometimes. So when the average resident here finds out that the town is sitting on that much of a surplus, tempers flare. That's a lot of money.
And Vermont kind of has a bit of a reputation for being a frugal place. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Oh, that's very, very accurate. That's one of the problems that I think, or one of the reasons that we have the surplus, is that we budget liberally and spend conservatively.
So now there's this surplus. There's all sorts of things you could do with $1 million. What do you think should be done with the money?
Selfishly, give me back my money.
Fair enough. I mean, what if you divide $1 million by less than 3,000 people? That'd be a nice little extra something for the holidays.
That would be a nice little shot. I don't know. There are all kinds of opinions, all kinds of ideas. We've talked about forgiving one quarter of the property tax in the next 12 months. But this is a beautiful town. There are a lot of things we could use that money for. This is kind of an opportunity for us to do something really significant if people can agree on what we should do with the money. First of all, we have to figure out what we can do legally.
Are there specific civic improvements that need to happen? You know, are there roads that could be repaved, things like that?
Well, there are always those kind of things. We've just had a major upgrade to our water system, so that's pretty much taken care of. Roads are in fairly good shape. We do have a municipal airport here that needs some attention. It's not used very much because the runway is short and gravel. We have one of the most beautiful town greens in New England. We used to have a fountain in the middle of the green, and that hasn't been operational in quite a few years. It'd be nice to get that going again. Street lamps and new sidewalks. It's just a beautiful, quaint New England village. So there's always a way to use the money.
Your son, Joshua, is the new town auditor, I understand. He must
Yes.
be in a bit of a tricky situation right now. Have you offered any advice to him?
No. Be careful. You know, he's got to be diligent. The town auditor position is an elected position. He's not an auditor by profession.
So what does he do for a living?
He owns a martial arts school, and he works with me here in the insurance business. But he is learning fast, and he's getting a lot of good help from other people in the area.
Kevin Durkee runs an insurance agency in Fairhaven, Vermont, where town officials have discovered a $1 million surplus. Thanks so much.
Thank you.